Great.
And Hermes, then.
Yes, I know.
You should have got trousers out of it, too.
Do you know, Paul? My wife and I.
This is John Highway.
Yes, sir.
Do you This is David Milanare.
Hello.
Just in case I've done it. I've been to India, have you?
Oh, yeah, I've been
I looked at mine last night. It's the next to me pepper soup.
Oh, well, that's sugar this year.
Me too.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
So much last night. It really should be, these should be released as they are. I mean, that's, I know that is really what it's all about, but it really should be. Like, with little four starts and remarks. Because that gives the whole thing about it being really fantastic.
Well, like, immediately as a trailer to the show.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
What?
The Beatles will be performing at Alexander's Palace. And the show never comes out because we lost the tapes.
No, the trailer was there.
Michael Lindsay ran away with the film in Sardinia. He was just to speak until George gets his trousers back.
Okay.
Yeah, although I imagine it's
all right.
If you will.
All right.
Anyone has to wait for him to get back.
I'll drink to that.
In case he does want to land it.
Good night, Dick.
You can always do it on Monday, but it might be nice for tomorrow, say, so he's really quiet.
Tomorrow, the 8th.
What day to work?
Yeah.
All right, what did she say? The Kent.
Yeah. George Burns is doing the Eternal Straight Man.
Smooth as a jar of custard. If that was black, that would be what came leaking through my horror window in that dark stream.
Oh, yeah. Things like that. I had a very sort of real thing.
I never see him in a dream. It's always the thought, the awake thought.
Oh, it's totally annoying one. This is someone reminded me of not saying it on the telly. Oh, Sophie, saying about a good dream and a bad dream. A bad one was going up a staircase.
Yeah.
Being sort of followed, but she was followed by a monster too.
Yeah.
But my one was just by.
He was going all the time.
It felt like Mao. Just sort of walking up the stairs. And he was on the floor. He's 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 on the
floor.
He's on the floor. He's on the floor. He's on
the floor. He's on the floor. He's on the floor. He's on the floor. He's on the
I eventually got back there about 2 o'clock this morning.
It was all worth it, he says. Alright.
Some California grass. Keep it.
Mama, don't worry, cause Daddy was here, taking good care of you. And she said, Daddy, don't worry.
Camera A, what?
Camera A, 3:30.
Slate 3:30 on camera A. 3:30 on camera A. This is roll 45A, carrying on with slate 330.
Thank you.
bad, though.
Beautiful. Not bad, though. It's right. It's beautiful.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Fender PA speaker? Fender.
Yeah, that take is so good up to there. But, well, it's great, you know, it has a blurb on the end. It's great.
So there you have it.
Great.
He doesn't want to come over
it
like
he's
great
balls of fire.
Oh, goodness, great.
I'll just have it excited. Great balls of fire.
Yeah, I know the radio is
so great.
I just like it as soon as possible.
That's nice.
Okay. Freddie can't have it, Mr. Harrison. We're having trouble with the shipment.
We'll,
Right. Yeah, it's a joke. But he's got an assistant anyway called Larry Krause or something.
How big is it?
Oh, it's massive. It's like...
Is that a Moog synthesizer?
Yeah, it's like the size of six tape recorders. Big
oh,
tape
Jesus
recorders.
Christ.
And two
put it on the Queen
electric pianos.
It is
an amplifier, a theremin and an echo box.
Okay.
So it's
what's I wonder why they're calling and bothering about it, you know, saying like it's ready, what are you going to do with it?
Oh, yeah.
I said, like, we'll send it over, man.
Just send
the
it over.
Okay.
What's the bell one?
Bell what?
Beltree. Beltree.
Yeah.
It's good, huh?
Isn't it great?
Yeah. Yeah.
What does it look like?
Glyn, can I just run this for a second?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
see, it made them feel, hey, we're doing this today, it feels gonna be a good day.
Yeah.
It made them feel it's worth it. It made me also feel about the show. You can sit there and walk up and down anywhere and shoot anything. Yeah, right. And with that kind of music, it's great. Yeah. The only one I'm not crazy about the way the kind of music is great. Yeah. The only one I'm not crazy about the way they're doing the
Slate 332 on B camera, 332 on B camera.
Standing there. Yes.
Oh, yes, Paul, let's do that. It'll be all right to do.
Can you give us an acoustic, man?
As of this?
Yeah, they're always picking the picks up.
Nick and pick up. Hey? Are you sure? Oh, maybe it's in line. Can you see if it's in line? Thank you.
you get the idea, George?
Well,
it's a bass solo.
It's a bass bloody solo.
Dude,
they say.
Well, maybe, you know.
Exactly.
But no, if you did it then as Fingers McGriff, you could do it like Baby O Blues or something.
You just have to.
No, it's only a slow run. Yeah.
on our way home. We're on our way home. We're going home.
more years now.
Two of us wearing raincoats, standing solo in the sun.
Yes, boy.
You and me chasing paper, getting nowhere on our way back home. We're on our way home.
We are, yes.
We on our way home. We going home.
Still.
Oh, I saw the film last night.
What?
I was at the Maharishi's. I've got all the film of it.
Oh, yeah.
And all sort of together. It's incredible.
I've got a couple
it's
of
It's just got a great opening. Yeah, like
the helicopter one up in the sky.
Yeah, but I noticed you taking it, so I thought I'd get that.
Well, that was the idea, you know, because
yeah.
You said you were making the film.
But it's incredible. The opening is great.
I'm on each of my two reels.
All those people
by John Lennon.
No. It's
productions
just
written on those two reels.
I mean, you just put it together.
Yeah.
Oh, have you? He's got a few reels too.
Right, okay.
But you just want to
read each of my reels. Got by John Lennon all through them, like subtitles. Yeah. John Lennon's reel.
Sure. Use all of it, cut it together, and then make prints.
Yeah, sure.
So,
if I remember.
It's great. It's incredible, you know, just sort of seals what we're doing. It's unbelievable.
What were you doing?
Yes, what will we
do? I don't really know, you know, but it's like we totally sort of put our own personalities under for the sake of it. And you can really see, you know, we're all sort of...
writing all them songs?
Oh, that was probably when we did. Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. Remember, yeah. But just to, there's a shot, there's a long shot of you walking. No, no. Oh, no, no. I mean, you know. No, I just think what we did there.
Not even Bob Woolham.
No, I just think what we did there. We didn't take. We weren't sort of really very truthful there. You know, I mean, we could have. I mean, for, you know, it's things like sneaking behind his back and sort of saying it's a bit like school, isn't it? But you can see on the film that it is very like school. And that really, we should have sort of said...
We want to call, you like want to we call need, it what we did on our holidays.
Well, you know.
Yeah. To get it over.
Yeah. But it is very like that. There's a long shot of you sort of walking with him. And it's just not you, you know. It's just, yeah. Sort of, oh, tell me, old master. And that
tell
thing.
Tell me, old master.
And Linda, remember that thing you said the other night? You went up in the helicopter with him. You just thought he might slip you the answer.
I thought he might fly off.
Hey, John. By the way, John.
I've been meaning to tell you.
Meaning to tell you,
it's,
son.
The word is Bargira.
I wouldn't mind having...
Wouldn't mind having his money.
I wouldn't mind having... 2 months out of every 4 months in a place.
I mean, I don't think we'd have made the year. I said,
no, that's the thing as well.
You know, really, it's like.
That's the thing, though, that, you know, I was watching it, and it was saying, didn't you ever really, you know, sitting up on his roof and looking at that view, didn't you ever really sort of feel like going out in it? Sort of, you know.
No, we were out in it.
Well, you know, I mean,
I'm looking at
the bit
we'd just come out
of. Yeah, but, you know, I mean, the bit in the villages and stuff, like, with all, you know, the bit that everyone else, 95% of them, were doing around there, except for the converts on the hill, you know.
But that was,
you know, everyone
point.
Else is sort of digging that place.
You
know?
See, that was
but,
the point of not moving.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
It
depends.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, depends how you go out there.
If you do something about what was happening,
which you could.
So if you go bollocking about, then
if you want to be a missionary, you go out and be one. You know, if you want to do it.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'd take that too much. I'd just go out and look at it. You know.
And all.
And if it worries you, then you do something about it. You know.
Sure.
Oh, well,
yeah. Yeah.
It's great though, you know, because it's all the people that were there, you know, and it's great.
To see Mother Superior.
It's the great thing is that you
on the
scent
of Alphaville.
In a way.
The woman in India has got a big community already.
Bill was
really
digging
that. It's like you.
Is that the Aurobindo?
The one that's going to make a space city out of it. And there's all.
It's
a woman.
You see it,
yeah,
but his wife. Sri Aurobindo was the guy who set it up.
Yeah, it's
a great shot
of
him.
Oh, and in the situation. See, the whole thing as I saw it last night, just as it came back from Genesis, opens with all. It opens with sin. Patty, Jane, you know, and then it goes through all sorts of changes and stuff. And it's all the people who were there, Jeffrey, the little American girl. It's all of them, and they're just all the same shot, you know, against the sky, and it changes for someone else. And it's a great opening, you know, it's like the cast for this evening. It's and then, but then it goes, then there's a big sort of white flare out thing, because it's a change of reel. It's great, like, it works, it just goes very, it just burns out white, and then, like, then the soundtrack should start.
Blue River, so Miami,
yeah, it is like that, because Mike Love comes up, and he's doing, and you know, and he's really doing, and then he's just sitting with Sin and Jane, waving, Mike Love, it's incredible stuff. And then the next scene burns out white again, and the next scene is just this monkey. Just comes up and humps this other monkey. It's great, you know. And the way it, oh, and he really gets it. really gets in there, the monkey, you know, really just stretches around its poop. You know, it bends it. And then they just jump off and he just starts sort of picking each other. Just jumping. And then they walk off and they walk like spades, monkeys, you know, really that low. Yeah, old rock band does them. They're all on it. Everyone's on it. It's great stuff. And then there's a great one of you. You're screaming it, you know. Because I don't know what it is. It's to do with that thing, like slipping the answer, you know. Once you sort of think in that, it's great. But it's like you come off onto the roof and you walk up and you look like a student of philosophy with a tape recorder.
Hey, I have all the soundtracks too, yeah.
It's that thing, you know, we probably should have sort of
been ourselves.
More, yeah, a lot more, yeah.
That is the biggest, that's the, like, the joke, the biggest joke, to be yourselves. Because that was the purpose of going there, to try to find who yourself it really is.
Yeah, well, we found that. Yeah.
And if you were really yourself, you wouldn't be any of who we are now.
Well, act naturally then. Gonna put me in the movies.
Yeah, gonna be a big star on me.
In the rock and roll strings. Yeah. But it's, yeah,
you better
it's
do
fixed.
A few numbers, Sunday. Yeah. Because it's Wednesday. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll just check the middle.
333 on the A camera running.
between
out of hell. Stretches, not yours, no. Longer than the road that stretches out ahead.
It's a funny one.
You and I have memories longer than the road that stretches out ahead.
On this A camera 335 coming on A camera 335.
Tuesday when Glyn goes. Is that it?
I thought the idea was
Wednesday
to try and get them all off for Wednesday
well,
and do
I'll
them.
I'll go on Thursday.
I see. So we'll have to have them.
And then he can get them all now.
So Wednesday night we've
yeah,
recorded them all.
Yeah,
I'd like to mix them before I go.
Doing
to
the show. Are we still
and
doing
see
the
if
show?
We, say we did eight or nine. He'll come back after about a week or something. That's if we don't get 14 done by Tuesday.
LP anyway as one whole piece, you know, like as if the cameras weren't here and the thing we were going to do was do an LP that never stopped. But we wouldn't stand up, say, but we'd try and do it.
From falls onto boom onto vib and rev.
But how would we do it live if we'd done it with the show?
Ah, well, that
I could do it, for sure, we could do it. If you really want to do it, we could, you know, just figure it out.
We can try it on Wednesday. And if we don't get it, do the other one on Thursday.
He's going Thursday, we've got to finish it on Thursday.
No point in standing up, unless we felt like standing up because it was a shelter, you know.
Do you fancy getting people in, like friends, just to fill the place up?
No, I think unless we're doing this sort of live thing, we should just do it like this. I mean.
Two electric numbers. I mean, if we're doing a stage show, we'd have to say, hold on a sec, ladies and gentlemen, George just getting on his wrecking back. Yeah. Get him into sections.
The main thing is the change from the acoustic numbers to the electric numbers.
We'll know that better soon. I don't think we should alter the lighting if we're going to not pretend to do a show. Yeah. You know, I mean, we can change it subtly, but not sort of go red, green for each number.
No, I just meant bright.
Yeah.
I just mean bright lights, you know, like the bright lights for the act. Yeah. Because the thing that I
you know what you're talking about.
Picture, you're going to have to, like, lead up to each number.
Yeah, that
and, like,
will
the
be the end
final thing
of it
is,
inside.
Like, the take. And then it'll
the
be
take.
Nice then to see you do it.
Properly.
Not sort of moody lighting, not sort of just sort of shh.
See, the build up will be that.
That sort of like videotape, like an ordinary TV show. See, that's how I see it, really. Like those ordinary TV shows they do on a stool in a white studio. And just with that background, that there's still lights vaguely coming up in the background. You know, and it's just on the person whoever's doing the video. So it'd just be on the four of us, just. That doesn't quite figure in here. But it nearly does. You know. The thing is lighting, mainly. So, you know, if it's very bright, then it looks like you're doing it. And if it isn't, it'll look like all the same with the rest of the stuff. It'll look a bit like the rehearsal again. Especially if we're still doing it on film and not changing the video, which we're not.
Well, it's not available.
Yeah, right.
But
it's funny that it's not available.
It's available next weekend, but next weekend.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, you know, who? We're talking about available. We can get some jacks or jams or cameras that we can get available.
The MI actions are set.
It's this sort of EMI rings.
important TV show if it's a TV show. It's quite an important film if it's a film. Important enough, I should have thought, to get video from anywhere in the world.
Yeah, but if it's booked out, you know.
Yes, but it's booked out in Twickenham. You know, Twickenham's outfit's booked out. No, so, like, we've closed down that.
But well, like, in
Germany,
we'll
be able to do that. It's in Germany.
I've been in Germany. No, the only one that's available is there's one in Hamburg.
Well, America would get us one like that. You know that.
Yeah, but the only units, any colour units around are Indertaskan, which is free next weekend. The only free unit is one in Hamburg, which you might be able to get. And the American units, you see, they can't fly or they've got to get on a boat if they're free. That's the trouble. So they have looked into that. It's the trouble.
Japanese, yeah. Ring up Tokyo, they'll have a lightweight set over here in 2 days.
Go on, ring them.
Go on, ring up. Go on. Go on, you're from them. They've got some new thing in the States.
They can do it now, but you don't notice any difference.
16 years old, but this would blow up. Because, I mean, I know Tony's had it in mind, this will blow up.
That's how lots of movies are made like that, by 16, yeah. Especially ones that are difficult places to film it.
There is something about sort of quality and special stock. Cause
let's get some test on.
The special
we're doing that next week. Okay.
The certain stock that blows up better than others.
Yeah.
Exochrome 500. I've got 4,000 tubes of it in the garden.
Yeah. But in a way, you know, it's like... it's like, really, if we're going to do a film for cinema, it should have been done in 70mm, which is just the best quality. It is a little bit...
If you make a documentary,
it's like your,
you don't do a
70mm. It's like your pictures, you know. The thing I don't dig too much about is the quality. It's always some very rough quality. You know, and I don't particularly... It's like underground pictures, you know, have this sort of... It doesn't make it for me. I'd love to see exactly the same thing.
Yeah, but when they've got 70mm that's as convenient as anything else,
sure,
then
they'll
all be like that, you know?
Yeah. 35 is as convenient. It is.
As a 16mm camera.
Yeah. It's slightly heavier, but they can wield it as easily. And it's much easier to cut.
The camera we use for Smile in two versions is the best you could get in the world.
16 because it's a television thing.
Yeah, right, right. Who came up with the UA?
Yeah,
I thought it was your idea.
No, it wasn't. But, you know, but, no, so that's okay. It's all right for us to do this. But don't you think, you know, that we could sort of, we should really sort of start planning. We should really sort of just decide what we're going to do and then stick to it.
But there's another reason we did it on 16, which is we get longer takes on 16. As opposed to reloading every maximum 10 minutes, we've got longer. We're reloading every 4 minutes. So that's one advantage 16 has over 35. Length of takes. In other words, if you want to get something,
can you do it? Put a big mag on 35.
It's then too heavy. Then it gets to be very heavy camera. These are very maneuverable.
They had 135 mm camera that did that shot just all the time for the last shot, and he wouldn't get the close up. Yeah, but then it's just sort of.
Being on 16mm film, which would then be like a TV documentary. And for that, the quality is great, then, you know, especially because we've got good quality, and that works, and that's great. But then once you blow it up in a cinema, and half the joy of Man for All Seasons is that it's on 70mm. But you know, and like if they get a picture of a river, it's a fucking great picture, you know. And it's not, the prints aren't funny, and it's not.
But it turns out we're not doing that, are we? If we'd done that big live show, it would have looked like that, you know.
16mm would look better blown up to 35 on a cinema screen than it would remain in a 16 on a TV screen.
Yeah, this will blow up all right, this film.
Because that was the thing
we are getting
up Magical Mystery Tour, really,
had in mind
the TV
time,
side
yeah.
of it.
And 16 does blow up all right.
See, that I just, unless I'm watching Man for All Seasons,
right,
the quality doesn't
you.
Give a shit. I just like to see the picture. Most people in the audience, I mean, they'll dig Man for All Seasons if it's a pretty picture. As long as they see they're all watching the TVs, all out of focus, all black, green and blue, they don't give a shit as long as they can see who's on it.
Yeah.
And it's only the sort of us that know we're out of tune, you know. And if you don't mind about being it, Auntie Millie's not going to know.
And also, remember, the original idea was a TV show and then a documentary about it. And has changed to maybe being a movie, and this will blow up to life. And what the thing that's lacking at the moment is the show. And I don't know if we brought tape cameras in here. Which
it's really,
been
it's
very
really,
hard.
You know, it's really just, it's
do
getting
it
a bit
all.
Second-hand, the whole idea. It's getting a bit sort of shaved down.
But I don't see any difference between a cinema and an 8mm garden, you know.
What sort of, in like what you use to take it, like videotape for television, and like at least 35mm stuff for a cinema.
It's like saying, you know,
yeah, it's like
Fender for rock and roll.
It is. It's
about like
saying we're
recording
on Niagara
and, half,
and
yeah.
not putting it on a record because you didn't do it on your 8-track. When
yeah.
you know, it's like that, but
yeah,
it's still.
It's the main part that
works.
Your show's gone, you know, and you, the big scene's gone. And there isn't any big scene now. All we've got is us and a documentary where we happen to be singing. And that bit's gone. I thought that was it. That was all over. You know, the bit about the show, the finale would just be us doing the numbers well.
Yeah.
40
well,
people.
I think it probably is. I did a show, you know.
What are you trying to make a show out of now?
I can't answer it, you know. I know that there's no sort of answer for it. But so, like, I can't sort of complain that somewhere in it, it's not.
It shouldn't be glamorous at the end.
It's a bit like, I can't put it into words. It's a bit like, what's wrong with that?
many people.
We're just like making the best out of an idea, sort of grabbing the remnants of an idea, making that into it.
Yeah, but it's
just going straight from the beginning to the end.
The course is gone now. We started it like Apple, and now we're salving it like Apple, aren't we? I mean, that's how we started it.
Mine is originally we had an idea which was a show and a documentary after a show. And then we had the show.
Well, originally it was a show, then a show and a documentary, and the show vanished.
Originally it was a show and an album. A live album recorded when the show actually was live on the spot.
I just have a feeling that it's all right, you know, and it's nothing to complain about, but I'm making another album again. You know, and I'd meant to sort of put the songs to some other, put them into some other framework this time. That's what I'd sort of thought. And I only wanted to think it was a TV show, you know, but it was like to sort of put them out somewhere else. But we were in a recording studio again in London, making another album, you know, and it's just, we've just done this, you know. We've just done that before. I mean, you know, that's why I was saying, you know, I don't particularly dig the idea of just keeping on recording, you know. Because I do like to get out in the open, change a scene, or go and do it somewhere else, do it on a live show, do it on even a TV studio floor, do it on a stage, do it on... Just for that.
I mean, that's what happened, that's what the big thing was about. Nobody else wants to go on the stage or do a TV show. That's what it's about. Nobody wants to get out there. And when, if you want to get out there, you'll have to find some other form of getting out there.
I suppose that's true, you know.
I think so, you know. I'm only going by what's happened.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think? I mean, that's what it was about, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I can't. You all playing live in one room.
This is it, right? For the first time, for a start. And
it's, you know, we've really wasted a lot of time because we could have just worked
that in itself
out
is a fresh
each
thing
number and done it and got it really good.
I mean,
even good live.
Yeah, had we chosen in the beginning to do this, but if we'd chosen in the beginning to do this, we probably would have had bad time just doing this and just trying to make it into a show at the end or something. But there is that, you know.
There
remember
is
who you are when you're on there singing, wherever you are. When you're singing, you know. And just the still photos the other night would make a UA movie, just out of stills of us. With soundtrack on it, you know. And he's right, you know. I mean, you see what happens when we're just grooving into the music, the whole place changes. And that, if we're doing them well on the day, without anything, it should come over. We've got to do it, you know.
Yeah.
Project it. And if we...
I don't know why I'm moaning about
it. It's not, it's just, you want to know the last number, you know, day in the life.
Every idea that we could think of.
Get my video anyway.
together, really, but nobody could try that. But it didn't happen, so if it didn't happen, so the time isn't right for that. So let's do this. And this is so good. This is great.
The things that work out best ever for us haven't really been planned any more than this has. It's just, you know, it's like you just go into something and it does it itself. You know, whatever it's going to be, it becomes that. You know.
See, it's turned out that for that, and it's not what Paul wants. Like, you know, it was. It's like if it's his, say it's his number, this whole show, but it's turned. He's compromised, so it's actually turned into our number more than his number. That's all.
Yeah, and that's all right. You know, that's
it's all right, but I mean that's what's bugging you, really, because it's a different number. You know, it's turned into a rock number, right, as opposed to a choir number or something, you know, like that. And it's just that, really.
But it's just funny to sort of realise that after this is all over, you'll be off in a black bag somewhere on the Albert Hall, you know. And yes. Sort of doing shows and stuff, you know, yeah, digging that thing a bit.
But I would dig to play on stage, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, if it was everything was all right and there was no messing, and we're just gonna play on stage.
Yeah, but it's, yeah. It's only that.
That's why I said yes to the TV
really
show. I didn't want the hell of it, of doing it.
It's only, I'd like that, you see. So that's
well, I like playing because that's why I went on the Stone Show, you know, and that's why I'll do things. But I mean, if we all don't want to do that.
Yeah, I know, it's isn't that, it's the like majority decision to.
But I don't want to sort of go on the road again.
I just feel as though we are on the road again. I mean, we are, but we're in the studio. Like, and we just keep to the same environment, totally, always. You know. We don't ever attempt to break out of it.
Well, we did, though, we did.
Yeah, that's...
It's just you break out of one into another and you want to break out of that.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it is like the reason it's nice to live in the country, you know, is because it's nice out there, you know.
Maybe next week they might change
their minds. It's nice in a warm climate.
I think this is the nicest place I've been for a long time, this studio.
Yeah, it is.
No, really, I know, I mean, and also we've played, this is the most I've ever played by playing every day. And I can just, you know, feel myself getting, my fingers getting loose a bit. You know, because you don't get the chance to do that. But if we go out on the road, then, or whatever, you know, it gets back into that one. I mean, really, I just want to play, and you can play better without having to, you know, do all those things.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not so bad now, but it is really, it would be easier to play without all these mics and without all the cameras and things like that. But,
yeah, it's
all right. Camera, continuing with 335.
Everything's gone so ridiculously well.
It is going great.
Really good.
And maybe next week, you know, it might change. You don't know.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, it might be great, and maybe everybody might feel going outside. It's just starting to be great.
I think all I want to do is, like, I probably, you know, having got it together, or getting together musically, I probably just don't want to go and, like, have fun with it. Rather than just sort of finish off exactly as we started, I'd like to sort of do it for the finish.
Yeah.
You know,
like the, to light a rocket and really sort of take off for the end of it. And, but that's going a bit like overboard, I suppose.
It's only 3 days.
Yeah, it could be done. We've got like 6 months to do it. Hopefully, something, a lot more time
to do.
I think the payoff is us doing
it. It was great. We're not even getting that video thing, you know. And it is a great, it's a bit of a pity, you know, if you have an idea for something that you know will be all right and won't affect anyone else, like the video thing. Which is wrong, you can't really sort of alter things.
I'm all for getting video 70 mil or anything, you know. Just get them all in. For the show.
You're not talking so much about the system, are you? You're talking about...
It'd be just that we went from 16 mil or 35 into CinemaScope for the last bit.
Literally with 5 days' notice, we had the system, like next weekend, for instance, a video game. In a week from today, we
having them all along one wall when we find you the studio, so we need all the different kinds of channels and organs, and we just pull them out for the one you want, if you want to pull it out. Because otherwise, because we want like a jangle, a straight, an organ, the Lowry, and all. Just a big wall of keyboard. Mm. Is this not for the show, just
no,
for the
just
studio?
For now, then. Put this in that, so that if Billy is the player. Has to move 2 inches instead of walking right across there. So it'd be nice actually to get that over here.
What?
To get that piano over here. So then I can just move around the back there. And...
That's the...
Is it better if you bring
it? No, not totally.
It might be an idea to sort of face them. The singing. Yeah, it's like if we don't face them to sing it, it's like pretending there isn't a camera. You know, I mean, for rehearsal it's all right, we're trying to be unaware of the camera. And the point of doing it all in one go is that we're aware of the camera, so we should make it neat, you know, and functional, and we look at the camera. You know, and like we face them, even if we're sitting down and standing up. We sort of aware of it now, you know, we've done the rehearsal, so now this is what we do, and we sing it straight to them. But not,
that's
not
that's
like...
To, no, but that's to do with what I meant about like bright lights, videotape, facing the camera, so then you've got that one, and then like everything else then is great, because it all leads up the story to the little ball hanging on the tree, which is like a little bright shining little ball, which is the song. Then you lead up the tree for the next one. You go in all the ins and outs and all the bring downs and all the bring ups. Then it's like, I think that's what I want to do. It's like I want to sort of tie the little Christmas parcel, the great red paper with a blue ribbon. You know, I want that. I want to see that at the end, not just sort of just the present. I want it to be that, but that's me. You know, I always do.
For that, yeah.
But it's on, we can't get the video, so it's on.
I'm going to try it. But maybe you're going to have to see it again, maybe see the rights.
But then we don't get anything for any money or anything off. Fuck that, really. ITA's got the money.
They don't have it in the studio.
is there any more of those cloth straps? That does
like on that and that?
I don't know, you know.
Because that's what I've worn on each one.
What do you think is that?
I think the thing is, like, the other two is, like, when I, if I do a thing like film or feel as though I'm getting involved in that, then I really want to see your own blue fender. And I want the quality to match it on. You know, just so that, I mean, if you do have a shop in the desert, it is Lawrence Arabia, it is. It really is that, because it's not sort of grainy and blown up 16. So I mean, I do think of those terms anyway. And so I find it difficult to start salvaging ideas, half ideas, making up ideas, stuff like that. You know, I do, I'm much more at ease when it's just, you know, I say your lines. We had to, like, we had some terrible cameras. And I would have loved them just to be really efficient. It's that thing. The freak of his guitar's going on. So for everybody's guitar.
That is.
I realized I'd lost my little girl. Can you dig it? Hey, I woke up late this morning. My head was in a whirl. Only then I realized, it came to me all of a sudden, I'd lost my little girl. I think the police had taken her away due to her inconvenience. Something to do with about interstate news. I woke up late this morning. My head was in a whirl. Then something hit me as I realized that I'd lost my little girl. Yeah, I lost my little girl. Expensive. Her face didn't always curl. But one thing I realized is I realized this, ladies and gentlemen. I'd lost my little girl. I lost my little girl. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, oh. In a whirl. It was only then I realized I'd lost my little girl.
Okay.
Jordan?
with me, burning matches, lifting latches.
Roll 460 running on the A camera, continuing with 337.
Out ahead, yes. Road that stretches.
is out ahead.
It's still made.
Actually held. No, just
in
because it seems okay, because you want that note, but it seems daft to suddenly
just
drop
go
everything else
yeah, sure.
just to get
that's
that
what
note.
I meant. It, I mean, it may be
if
going,
we had the organ, it's only
so
as
you're doing a running bit, then you can do.
Slate 339 on camera A, 339 on camera A.
You and I have memories
Okay, it's just that you think you're not being heard on that. It's a show.
It's the...
Just one. You and I.
You do have a little bit of a lighter thing.
I sell them you. Yeah. Do you want that?
Okay. Yeah, that's nice.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You and I have memories longer than.
I'll have to stop it then, just for the two chords. I'll do it. Just... That's it, yeah. One, two, three, four.
You and I have memories.
Continuing with 339.
Longer than the road that stretches out ahead.
fact, the Ringo comes back in on the tom-tom halfway through that middle section. And I think it'd be better if it's just you did the went into the rhythm at the end of it, and then Ringo filled at the end of that, into the back into the verse again. Right. So you stay on the cymbals.
This time, try it. 2, 3, 4.
Yes, one more time.
Sorry,
slow.
Mal, maybe next time will be your big chance.
But you're on the handle.
Somebody else is using the handle as an actual. This is an handle. Build around it.
Okay.
I'm gonna cry by my love goodbye. The road
this shot by now.
Well, John?
Yeah, it's a documentary on just every golden moment of life on your 16mm tape. Where's the boys? Come on, the boys are coming down. Come on! Red, love, yellow. His hand's gradually getting smaller than the other one.
Blurring it down a bit. The
thing about having a plaster on, it doesn't heal, it just leaves it all pink and tender. You can't take it off, because then you'd be on the bare skin.
Yeah. You just don't have to put them on in the first place.
The very first time it happens, right?
Yeah, because...
It would have been agony, it's a burst blister.
Yeah, but that's otherwise.
Well, not
it
that, not that soulful, George. I'll keep this
on. It's only by letting the air get to it that the bit underneath can.
I was planning on doing it over the weekend.
Yeah.
I wonder if that new skin had worked.
Oh, that's good. That's good. It's like elastoplast, but instead of being a thing, you just spray on.
Well, I see, and varnish it.
Just do your whole thing with the ball.
Mevin, Calvin.
Longer than the road that's leading back to here.
Actually, I'm just
leading
that thing back.
Yeah.
Well, we need somebody who just wants to be here.
That tape echo on the bass
room? No, there's no echo at all here. This
what
is
doing?
Cover it, he's complaining.
Just play a bit back. Yeah, it sort of doubles itself.
That's probably the...
When you played this one, I went double-double-double.
Oh,
this one.
Oh, that one's the tom-tom.
Yeah, this one's the bass drum.
It's very...
Just do that.
Yeah. Okay, that's enough.
Sounds alright for the time
again,
being.
Though,
yeah.
Are they all on now?
The A camera now is 462, carry on with 339.
Thank you.
Chicken bacon and glasses. Hey, chicken bacon.
Does anybody fancy dinner?
Yeah.
No.
Is it ready? Let's find out if it's ready.
Yeah. Well, let's play those things then. Now.
That I'll do.
Yeah.
Where are you?
Should I try and find out if it's something? Because even if we can't get them done here, we can get
them
at the disc cutting centre.
Pay for them.
We had at least one.
I don't mind you paying for
them. It is like
demos for
demos. I think I'll just learn how to cut those.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Shall I ask Neil or something?
Was it on the other tape?
I don't know which tape it's on.
It's on the maps, the guy.
Did you miss the one with the guy?
Yes, okay.
That's okay, but it's like, it's crazy when it's all that's needed is the knowledge.
Well, cut them just so we can have.
What are you doing about lumps then?
You're finding out if it's ready
mixes.
On.
Yeah, I just want an hour to talk to this guy, see, so.
Are you using your.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm
trying to keep working.
Well, we'll hear these remixes
now
at lunch.
Yeah, they say that.
Does that stay in focus all the time?
Yeah.
Nearly. Unless you get
a lens I had yesterday was. I had to focus on 6 for a little. But anything on that was infinity, so it was great.
It was
a yeah, so they have slight peculiarities when you put any sort of conversion mount such as that one on the back. You know, all the figures on the lens then become guides, they don't become what they mean.
Okay, that's alright
though. Did it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Good.
Have
you seen
the Struga mono stereo machine?
It's
a little
like,
one.
Yeah. You know, the
fantastic.
Lights don't half affect it. So if you're sort of there and you sweep over there and
yeah, the memory's there.
You have to suddenly get going again on
the mono episode. Stereo to remix down on, but it's all
yeah.
Transistorized now. It's about the size
what?
Of Revo.
Magnetic tape.
Yeah, it's a video
tape.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got one up in Boston Base. Gonna get one in
I
our
saw
room,
it last
you know,
night.
Just for the layback.
It was good, isn't it?
What do? You put it on a
replayer,
which is plugged into your own set.
Ampex is made by Studer.
You just turn it.
Ampex owns.
It's a DECA conversion.
Studer
owns
Ampex.
It's 25-inch straight
and
tele.
The, you know, the new little Ampex domestic
tele. There's a knob on the back and you just turn it. And then you play through.
Well, the only difference really in the
and the set and conversion is DECA.
There's no difference.
Yeah.
But the only reason
kit,
that
but, you know, the
for being domestic
and
Revox as opposed to professional and
how many
have it? Is that it's
the camera
a 7R speed.
Yeah,
because if they gave you 15 inches on the Revox, you wouldn't need those.
Right.
Did you get that here? Or?
Yeah.
But it is made by
and
the
I
same
had an
company.
Ampex before, which was terrible.
Oh, a massive one, yeah.
All you could
I thought Studer was German
portable,
or something.
You know, they just had to box. You just have to keep looking at the telly and focus.
Some California grass. Keep it.
Yeah. going home.
So we leave the little town of London, England.
Roll 1064 on B camera, 1064 on B camera, slate 341 continue.
Thank you.
because I remember that when we were doing it, Billy, the first day, towards the end, it was really getting into it.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
There's great bits in there.
Oh, yeah. It's
in all of these,
they're really tasty.
Especially, we heard them first thing this morning, right out of the street.
I keep thinking it's a different group, some other group.
It is, isn't it?
It is, it doesn't feel like yours.
Yeah,
it's
great.
Yeah.
Well, it's
much more interesting. I couldn't stop playing last night. You know, I did them all right, played them all through. I had to play that off the bingo with this at home, don't you? Before I got this morning. Because they sound this good on these. You can imagine what they sound like on good speed. I mean, good speed is well
done. He mixes it out of the Olympic.
In that little room.
You're looking for trouble, are you?
No.
Troublemakers. See those wires? They all plug into something.
See that weird? Like,
they all plug into something.
Yeah. Up your nose.
I got a feeling.
You can turn the amp off now.
Do you want it again?
No, that's just going to turn it off.
Self? Haven't you got any of the other acoustics here?
George,
do you want to hear some
of this Jimmy Page album?
Jimmy Page?
Yeah.
Just
produced an album
with his new group. Is he the one who was
in
the album?
Yeah.
I think it's Lunch Ready.
Really? Yeah, okay, man.
Unbelievable.
There's something going on. Don't you like it? it's really, and it's such a John Paul Jones on bass. Do you think you've ever heard him used in the sessions? No, he's like the governor. He's very young, he's about 24. The governor bass player.
Oh, I think,
really
yeah.
good. And a kid called John Bonham on drums, who's.
I think he was on a session with Paul, I think, with somebody else.
Yeah?
Paul,
yeah? Catch him grabbing me.
In fact,
is that just an echo on the wall?
I mean, we should sing here. Hello? Where's your seat from again?
You.
Oh. Need one. It used to have a foot. Oh, it's a special lead.
You're just
going to
find out.
See, they didn't get me the right bar. There's a big, heavy piece that goes right over the whole of them. What key was it in?
D.
So it'd be better for me to tune it.
Yeah, you just tune it down so that it down
yeah.
two.
So.
Sell the distribution.
for the rights of this building, they still should pay something. They do.
So that means it's D open though. See, the best one to play on is the G fret. There you go. Otherwise, it's, you know. Oh, you gotta. Oh, maybe that'll do. It means you're up high all the time. I should really tune it so as that D there.
Or if you left it at
E.
See, I'm playing D here on this fifth fret, that D. Because I want to do it as an A shape.
Is it just a 12 bar?
Yeah.
Yeah, it should. Actually, that probably is the best, because... Oh, it did have a foot pedal too. Still on it. Thank you.
7 fall through?
I'm saying...
because I've tuned this to 7. Because when you just go... it goes... dun, 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 you, so just try it. Just let me try tuning this. Well, give me the 7. On a D.
Roll 1065 on B camera, 1065 on B camera, slate 341 continues.
Dance.
Thanks.
Do you prefer it bassy?
Like a little.
would it be possible for me to stand up? I prefer standing.
This A camera.
Do you mean sometimes aren't you using that? PA?
No, it's okay. Well, in this mic for the guitars doesn't, it seems like miles away. Maybe shall I just do it? Is it from just one side that's working?
Well, if you would sort of feel like that.
It's got to be longer than that. It's got to fit. He probably didn't, you know, otherwise he'd have shown it to me. It just was A, D, D, E. You can come in through it if you...
Oh, if,
I love you more than a girl I do.
roll 1066 on B camera, 1066, slate 343 continues.
I loved you from the moment that I saw you. You looked at me, that's all you had to do. I feel it now.
This is roll 464 on A camera, continuing with 344,
straight 344. Does it break every time?
Just
into the tone. Well, it comes at the end of every E. I didn't break. Maybe we just start.
Well, I'll listen to this stuff.
Yeah. The thing is that if we're just going to record, we just...
Let's just keep taking it. Because we might just...
Okay, well, the thing is that there's four singing verses. This is like the beginning bit, then verse, instrumental, instrumental, verse, and... So when I get back to Because You're Sweet and Lovely, that's
the last one.
That's the last one.
I think I'll come in after your song, but it's a bit hot. So do it all like a guitar. Let him intro it.
I'm living in you. as a sweet and lovely girl, it's true. This in my head, it's like influenced by those old fellas who, you know, where nothing was professional at all. So it's really just like a one take wonder, but we may have a four take wonder.
Or maybe we can just keep going, you know, keep ending it and then just start it up again.
Thank you.
then I just joined in. Solo bit after two verses, we'll have a 12 bar bit like we've been doing, and then another 12 bar bit where he'll sing, he'll play. But you'll have that intro.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, but and we'll have the two on the A
or
the E for you because you're.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I think I come in when you. As you start singing.
Two.
Because
'cause you're sweet and lovely, girl, it's true.
Camera, it's 465 running now, continuing with 344.
Turn the
PA so 6 inches will do, yeah. Wouldn't it?
Yeah, look, it's
well,
just got to be.
No,
actually, the I tried. It's it might be. It's not very smooth.
This would be ideal.
I'm a bit safer with the. Thanks a lot.
It's all right.
Yeah. I don't think
look,
I don't think
so it's got to be a bit longer than that.
It mudded up too much.
So 6 inches would do, wouldn't it? 6 inches would be fine.
Would 6 inches be? Yeah, yeah. Be very nice. Yeah. Yeah.
So I got a couple foot out of this.
Well, let's just do that one.
Yeah.
I
quite like it actually.
Oh, well,
there you see
the.
What?
Well, we've got to hear it.
Yeah, let's
go.
Aye,
aye. It's going to be a dry
sound,
a nice plucky
sound. Yes, it has to be like
a. Nice.
I love you.
No.
Be ready.
Half the minute.
He's too loud.
Turn the bass to the running guard.
On his piano solo until the end, so we just start off as a three. Just try it.
But you could do like a bass line, maybe. Boom.
Boom. Edit.
Boom.
Boom. Boom. Boom. Bass.
That's a long.
Yeah. It's almost like this.
And a little.
Mike the bass end.
A little touch of echo on.
Yeah, we'll do that. Try, do you want to try singing in that corner?
Okay.
Because it just does, it's got a natural thing there, so it sounds like we're in a wee club.
I'll tell you what's nice at home when you record on the
one box,
just with the one line, you just set it so that the balance is...
It's a sneaker,
that bit. You need more separation.
You get voice and one track, though.
Yeah, and also, I'd like to... Eventually, I'll ease the guitar and the voice difficult. I'd like to get a really.
No, I'll reduce it all to mono.
Have it all coming out the same hole.
Like most of those things, I was just singing the Carina Carina, is that they must have just done all in one, just 5 minutes. And that's why I would rather do that, you know.
No. You've got another 3 minutes to go.
I like to hear more sack from the opera.
More sax. Yeah.
More sax. Yeah. Do you want to play the drums? Hot as mustard.